From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Thursday, November 5th, 2015. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, John Mason is reporting in the Register Star that the Hudson Rail Station is the third most used Amtrak station in the state of New York. The station's ridership has increased approximately 12% in 3 years. In the past year, nearly 197,000 passengers passed through the station. The Hudson stop barely nosed out Rhinecliff in Dutchess County, but comes in far behind the New York City and Albany Rensselaer stations in use, according to Amtrak statistics. Hudson was ranked 53rd among the 530 Amtrak stations nationwide. Ann Cooper, the Columbia County Tourism Administrator, said, and I quote, "Clearly the Hudson Amtrak station continues to gain ridership. We are excited about these results," end quote. You can read that full story in the Register Star. Jim Plank is reporting in the Daily Mail that the Catskill Town Board of Education on Wednesday, November the 4th, formally appointed Anne Marie Barkman as the district's interim superintendent. Barkman replaces Kathleen Farrell, who was placed on administrative leave by the board last week. At the meeting Wednesday, Board President Andrew Jones read a prepared statement in which he stated Farrell was, and I quote, "on leave for personal reasons. No permanent employment decisions have been made," end quote. He promised to provide public updates on the situation as information becomes available. The board did not take questions or comments from the public during the meeting. Jones said public comment would be heard at the regular board meeting on November 18th. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Jimmy Bielken is reporting at Politico New York that a coalition of business groups has announced its united opposition to a proposed minimum wage increase. The groups say the wage hike will cause job losses upstate. Speaking at a press conference in Albany on Wednesday, November the 4th, the group said they intend to counter the argument that increasing the minimum hourly rate to $15 will help erode income inequality and inject spending into the economy. The coalition includes the National Federation of Independent Business, Farm Bureau, and more than a half dozen regional groups. At the event on Wednesday, Kathy Munsell, CEO of the Fort William Henry Hotel and Conference Center in Lake George, said the minimum wage increase to $8.75 this year led her complex to decide against opening a restaurant. Art Price, who runs a Roto-Rooter franchise in Binghamton, said the increase will prompt him to raise his prices by 30%. Price said, and I quote, "This is nothing more than an increase in the state welfare program, although it circumvents actual government assistance," end quote. A Cuomo spokesman, Rich Azzopardi, said a majority of New Yorkers and dozens of elected officials support a minimum wage hike. He said, and I quote, "If you work full-time, you shouldn't be condemned to a life of poverty," end quote. National Federation of Business Executive Director Mike Durant said the coalition wants to send the message to the legislature that the business community is largely united and engaged on the issue. You can read that full story at Politico New York. Matthew Hamilton is reporting at Capital Confidential that the Coalition of Business, Labor, Education, and other upstate groups are unifying together to demand the equitable funding for upstate transportation. On November the 4th, 46 groups sent a letter to Cuomo calling for more funding from the State Department of Transportation. The groups wrote to Cuomo, and I quote, "A fully funded five-year capital plan for New York State Department of Transportation will be a significant step towards rebuilding and modernizing New York State and local transportation infrastructure, creating jobs and sustaining economic development. For each $1 billion invested in infrastructure, some 28,000 jobs are created or supported. The entire system of roads and bridges requires a long-term commitment to ensure that the needs of our ailing infrastructure are met," end quote. And in our final story, Bethany Bump reports in the Capital Confidential that Governor Andrew M. Cuomo claims he wants public input in changing the Common Core education program in Albany. The proof? He's holding public input sessions that he announced at the last minute and is holding during the workday to make sure the public could not give input. Bump writes, and I quote, "The locations were made public just 3 days before the meeting, a move many now consider the state's modus operandi when it comes to implementing education reform," end quote. "There are several simultaneous public sessions, and the closest one is from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. at the crossings of Colony at 580 Albany Shaker Road in Londonville. State Education Commissioner Mary Ellen Ely and Sleepy Hollow High School Principal Carol Conklin Spillane are part of the listening panel." You can read that full story at Capital Confidential. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service is predicting patchy fog before 8 a.m. today. Otherwise, it will be partly sunny with a high near 70 degrees. For Thursday night, patchy fog after 1 a.m., otherwise mostly cloudy with a low around 58. Forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Friday, a chance of showers, mainly after 9 a.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 71 degrees. Friday night, a chance of showers, mainly before 8 p.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 52. On Saturday, partly sunny with a high near 56 degrees. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low around 37. Sunrise today was at 6:34 a.m., and the sun will set at 4:43 p.m., providing us with 10 hours and 9 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Thursday, the 5th day of November 2015. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.